from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Clint, yesterday, for the first time here in Houston, Reed Shepherd spoke to the media. Our guy Adam Spillane was down there to get a lot of that audio. This is actually him speaking about the connection and I'd say the advantage for him of growing up with parents that were one in the game and one very active with him while he was playing basketball growing up.
I learned so much from my parents, more mom than dad, but no, you know, they were both really big on the whole basketball journey, and the biggest thing that they taught was just work hard. Compete. Don't let anyone outwork you. It doesn't matter if something hurts you. You get out and you fight through it. You can't be soft. That was one of mom and dad's biggest words growing up, is you can't be soft. So just having the mindset of every time you go on the court, you're going to play as hard as you can. And with the IQ stuff, I think that's just kind of a lot of that is from mom. So I thank her for that. But you know, I'm very thankful for the both of them. And throughout the whole journey, they've had my back through it all, so I couldn't thank them enough.
All right, that's Reed Shepherd. His dad played and was a national champion at Kentucky. His mom played at Kentucky as well, and his dad also played a short time in the NBA, including a time with the Atlanta Hawks. And Clint, you probably know this because you've been around guys like this, and you've seen it. There is an advantage, Clint, to whatever sport it is, guys or ladies whose parents played in that sport and played professionally and they've grown up around that. There is just an advantage that those players have just growing up in that game and seeing it that is just such second nature to them, and I think is going to be an advantage for Reed Shepherd.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, tip the cap to dad. Don't be soft. Whatever you do, don't be a soft ass.
I knew that.
I mean,
no, it sounded like it was mom. Well, mom was on it as much as.
I'm just telling you, man. When you know, we can talk about you know, kid gloves and handling all. You know, it's lower level. But man, you get to them big leagues, man. Your ass better not be softer. It's going to be. I mean, talent can only carry you so far, and so. Yeah, man, I absolutely loved it. But you're right. Here's the deal. I mean, when you've got parents that understand that, like, you know, he walks in and he said, I want to play in the NBA. Okay, well, you want to play in the NBA, your ass better toughen up. You know, I don't care if you're hurt. You know, that, like, the approach is different. He talked about the IQ with his mom. Obviously, being raised up around folks that watch the game through a different lens, the lens that they've been there is different. And then when you have a kid that obviously – you don't have to force those things on them. The kid naturally gravitates to it and instinctually, you know, plays the game at a high level. And then, boy, you talk about a hell of a formula to have a kid that can play in the big leagues. And here we are. But I'm a Reed Shepherd fan now simply because his daddy. That's it. Mom and daddy, I guess. I like both of them.
Yeah, it's just hard not to just to pick up and understand what life is like when you grow up around it, even at a young age, what life is like. Like we talked about it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it here. Like, it's an advantage for Bronny James to have just grown up.
Absolutely.
You know, in this. It's all he's seen, especially him. Like, his years growing up, it's been nothing but watching how to be a professional and seeing what it's like to run in those circles the whole time. And even to another example with Reed Sheppard. So I think that is that's a big advantage for him.
I mean, obviously, I didn't grow up with that, but I tell you, Joe Ferguson was my quarterback coach at Arkansas, and he had played 18, 19 years in the league. And it just, when whoever it is, whether it's your dad or a coach or whoever, or your mom, when it's coming from somebody that's been where you're trying to get, like, you don't even think about, well, I'm taking a little break and do this video game, or man, I'm going to take a little break and go on this vacation instead of going to pro. Like, you don't even, when they say, hey, here's, if you want to get there, here's how you do it. And I've been there. I was there for 18, 19 years. Here's how you do it. You got to work this, and that, and you can't do these things. And there's no argue. There's no debate. You just, if you truly want to do it, if you mean what you say, then there's just a list of things that you got to do, and there's a list of things you can't do. And when it's coming from somebody, I can only imagine living with one parent, much less two parents that have that level of experience. But no surprise that Reed Sheppard has those beliefs.
Clint, especially just watching it. Especially when you put together the talent to go along with that. Sometimes you don't have guys that always, and maybe Bronny falls into this camp. Guys that doesn't have the ultimate talent to do it, but there is no way, like, it's almost a cheat code for guys like Peyton and Eli to walk in and just sit there and watch an NFL quarterback and sit in a locker room and watch that every single day to match with the talent they have.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.